This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the Angels a little bit. Let's talk about money in Major League Baseball again. I'll give you the standings update in Major League Baseball. How about the New York Yankees at 50-47? Last place in the AL East. The Baltimore Orioles have passed the Tampa Bay Rays here temporarily. At the moment, the Rays are a game behind the Baltimore Orioles, so that's exciting. The AL Central now has the Twins leading the charge in that division. And they're the only team with a record over 500, but a few days ago, there were no teams in the AL Central with a record over 500, so that's great. And then there's the Royals down below. They're 28-70, 22 games back of the division. That has nothing, though, on the Oakland Athletics, who trail the Texas Rangers for first place in the AL West by 32 games. The A's are 27-72. It's quite remarkable. And then in the National League, the Braves lead the East, the Brewers back in the lead in the Central. The Reds have lost 7 of their last 10. They're falling behind. Love to see it. Pirates, though, still in last place, and they're in sole possession of last place now. The Pirates are 42-54. The Cardinals are 44-53. Pirates are a game and a half back of the Cardinals for fourth place in the NL Central. And then in the West, the Dodgers lead the Diamondbacks and the Giants by 2 games. All right, that's the quick rundown. Now, why am I bringing up every major league team as well? I like to compare teams and how much money they spend because there are so many of you out there that do not appreciate the efforts Bob Nutting makes. And I'm not saying that he's made a perfect decision all throughout. I'm not even saying that last regime for the Pirates with Neil Huntington as the general manager did everything well or even, you know, spectacularly. Or, you know, they didn't manage very well as their time came to an end, and that's why their time did indeed come to an end. But money does not solve everything in Major League Baseball. Money is not a cure-all to teams' problems and team development. I always like to cite the New York Yankees because they had a weird stretch in 10 years from 96 to 2005. Where they were World Series champions 4 times in 5 years. They didn't do that by spending a whole lot of money. And if you watch the documentary, The Captain, that's out there, you know, they explain a lot when Derek Jeter was drafted, as well as several other of the players that were part of those world champion teams. Like, they were drafted and developed methodically. They were not. The Yankees were big spenders, but that didn't win them World Series in the 80s. It was when George Steinbrenner had to step away for some, you know, scandal that was going on behind the scenes. The ownership team that took over while he was on hiatus decided to develop talent by drafting and bringing up, you know, players that way. And I say that, too, in that 10-year stretch, it was weird because by 2005, the Yankees had the highest payroll, and they were spending money on big names, and they ended up getting bounced in the first round of the playoffs. And then they won in 2009, but they haven't done much since because their big spending hasn't worked. They only got good again because all the players that they drafted and developed from 2015 forward, like Gary Sanchez when he was good, and Aaron Judge, who now has a giant contract, Luis Severino, so that's kind of a lesson, and the Yankees are the standard because they have the most World Series championships in Major League Baseball history, so I think it's important to to use them as kind of the bar, because you know, I hear a bunch of callers too calling in to talk about, oh, here's what the Yankees do, here's what the Yankees do. But their big spending hasn't really been right necessarily, and it hasn't. They haven't really bought themselves championships, especially recently. And with that in mind, too, I talk about the Angels, and I thought about this because the Pirates are playing the Angels tonight. The Pirates have Ohtani pitching. That's great. He's not on a big major league contract yet. But the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have one of the biggest payrolls in baseball. And they are paying an exorbitant amount of money to a few players right now that might not deserve the money that they're making. Okay, Mike Trout's one. He does. Anthony Rendon, who came off a World Series championship with the Nationals in 2019 before signing with the Angels in 2020, absolute bust. Did the Angels care about pitching at all? Not really. They have not made a huge investment on acquiring a sustainable, at least three hard-staying starters. They haven't invested in that. So, I don't even think when we make these arguments, like the Angels are another great example of when you spend too much and don't worry about development, you don't really succeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.